This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Our guest today is Richard Fordyce, Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation at USDA. Richard Fordyce set to join us in a moment. First off, Randy Feenstra, representative from Iowa. Why ag matters to rural America.
All our rural communities really hinge on the success of agriculture. So we have to make sure that we as a state understand that we are the breadbasket of the world and the backbone of our economy is ag. And that's why we're putting this group together to again, push the agenda and make sure that all ag sectors are profitable and that we have places to go with all our goods. And that's what we're working on, and I'm just so excited to see it in Iowa, but we want it all over the country. We feed the world, our country does, and we got to make sure that we continue to do that.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today we're joined by the Honorable Richard Fordyce, Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation. It's always good to see you, Richard.
It's always good to see you, my friend. It's been a while since we've had a chance to catch up, so it's going to be good to visit.
Well, let's first start. Ag's in a little different position than the first time you and I talked. During that first Trump administration, you were the administrator of the Farm Service Agency, and we'll circle back on some of the things that were happening then and what kind of an update, if you will. But first, let's start with assistance. Farmer Bridge Assistance, FBA, what's happening there?
Yeah, Tony. So the Farmer Bridge Assistance, we actually kicked that off on the 23rd of February with a lot of interest, certainly from producers across the country. The Farmer Bridge Assistance is a bridge to get to the provisions within the One Big Beautiful Bill. And it has 20 Title I commodities are the commodities eligible in that. It's based on 2025 planted acres and then a payment rate by crop per acre, depending on kind of what the economics, the calculation that we did related to economics, pertaining to those crops. So, you know, soybeans, corn, you know, they're kind of in the low to mid-range. Wheat is kind of in there as well. And you really see a ramp up in those payments per acre for rice and cotton. And it really has to do 100% with kind of where the economics of those commodities are right now. But kicked it off on the 23rd of February. You know, lots and lots and lots of response right out of the barrel. You know, we expect over 550,000 applications. The reason we're kind of stuck on that number is that's the number of folks that applied through the ECAP program that was done, you know, a year ago. And the farmers that will participate in FBA are probably the same farmers that participated in ECAP last spring. And we're, you know, we're 450,000 applications in. So certainly well on our way. And of the $11 billion, I think we're right at the $9 billion mark, either obligated or actually dollars in producers' accounts. And so so it's going very well, Tony. We're really happy with the response and how folks engaged on this program. And I think we're pretty happy with the way we deployed it. Different platform, you know, the form was pre-filled. It just required a signature from the producer to be able to initiate the application. And so really happy with a whole bunch of different parts of the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program.
We're talking with the Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation at USDA, Richard Fordyce. It's the Agribusiness Report.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at deltapine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Let's talk about supply chains. Each year, Cotton Incorporated's global supply chain marketing team has hundreds of meetings with brands and retailers in all corners of the globe. They're working to find innovative ways to replace synthetic fabrics with natural, sustainable cotton to expand your customer base and drive more demand. You grow the cotton. The Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by the Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation at USDA and the former administrator of the Farm Service Agency, Richard Fordyce. All right, Richard, let's talk modernization. You were there the first time. I believe it was Merlin. Are we any closer?
Well, Tony, I mean, I love the way you asked that question because you do remember well. The last time I was here was in the Trump 45 administration, and you know, we gave a pretty strong effort in modernization, both on kind of the IT side and certainly modernizing acreage reporting, and we didn't quite get it over the finish line. I'm confident if we'd had another year, to get all the bugs out of the system, I think we would have gotten there, but didn't quite get it over the finish line. And so when I was nominated to be undersecretary back in January of 25, I was asked a number of times, what are your priorities as undersecretary? And I mean, it didn't take me very long to answer that. And that was going to be a modernization of the agencies, both from a policy standpoint, a forms standpoint, how do you participate? How do you engage with the agencies? Modernizing that, taking a look at all of those different things that we're asking farmers to do. And is it necessary? Can we consolidate that? But I really think at the root of that is an IT modernization, and we're well on our way. We've engaged with a contractor that really gets it. Tony, we're six years later. And as you can imagine, the technologies have advanced a lot in 5 or 6 years. So the things that we were asking, folks that were helping us to do, it was harder 5 or 6 years ago. And with the technologies that are available today, a little bit more straightforward, more tailored to how we want to try to do this. And so, you know, the modernization really is going to cover all three agencies, but it starts with a geospatial kind of mapping platform. And that's what we had such a difficult time last time really landing on and figuring out what would be the best platform to really anchor a lot of this. And when I say the modernization of how producers participate with us. And so first off, it's going to be an acreage modernization or acreage reporting modernization. It's going to come in three phases. We're well on our way to really getting through phase one, which will set the stage really for the next two stages, where it's going to be more noticeable by the producer and how they report acres, how we streamline that effort, and then ultimately offer the opportunity to use precision ag data to do their acreage reporting. So super exciting stuff. We're certainly not to the end yet, but well on our way, and we have extreme confidence that we're going to get there. And then that goes a long way to coordinating the efforts between FSA and RMA, so your crop insurance agent and your local FSA office. It also has an incredibly strong linkage to the Natural Resources Conservation Service and work that producers do with NRCS, and literally having the systems all talking to one another simultaneously is really going to make a big difference in how farmers participate with us, but it's also going to make a big difference in how our staff interacts and maybe are not really bogged down by trying to work in these old systems, and just takes a lot of time. And so we're really positive about what this is going to look like. And I hope we've got some even cooler stuff to share, here in the months to come.
We're talking with the Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation at USDA, Richard Fordyce. It's the Agribusiness Report.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Our guest today, Richard Fordyce, Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation at USDA in Washington, D.C. But Richard, let's talk Nebraska and wildfires now. What are you watching here?
Actually, on Monday, Secretary Rollins and I traveled to Nebraska. We spent time with the governor, Governor Pillen there in Nebraska, both of the U.S. senators and Congressman Smith. And we actually went out to the wildfires. We took a pretty quick tour, a pretty quick helicopter tour, looked at some of the damage, and certainly devastating. In the afternoon on Monday, after the helicopter tour, we actually had a roundtable with ranchers. And what I was struck with was the resilient nature that they portrayed during that roundtable. Some folks had lost most everything. Some folks, you know, were maybe spared in some one ranch, but maybe another ranch was impacted. And they were certainly aware of the assistance that USDA could provide, but that wasn't the primary message that they carried. The primary message was, we're resilient, you know, it could have been worse. And then talked about, you know, what's some of the assistance that USDA can provide through the agencies that are in our mission area. And they brought up maybe some areas where we could offer some flexibilities, and then even made suggestions on what those flexibilities might look like and how it would be easier for them to participate and maybe quicker for them to respond and get some of that work done that needs to get done. And so I thought the roundtable with the ranchers and there were a couple of farmers that were in the roundtable as well was incredibly valuable for the secretary and myself both to understand kind of where are they at, you know, what is the situation, and then what is the response, and how do we deploy assistance the best way that we can. And we're looking at that, Tony. We're looking at different ways to offer some flexibilities. And again, some of the suggestions that came out of the roundtable on Monday were really valuable. We're taking a look at those to see if there's some of those that we can do. And so we're going to do that and work through that probably the next day or two or three and come up with some answers and get back to those folks about what we can do. And if we can, then we'll start to educate, you know, our folks on the ground that these are the flexibilities that we're going to be able to help with in this situation, so that everybody's informed at the same time and everybody's on the same page.
It's always great to see you. Thanks for your time. Know it's a busy and hectic time for you. Thanks for carving out a little bit. We wish you the best.
Tony, always good to see you, my friend, and look forward to our next visit.
Again, our guest today, Richard Fordyce, Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation at USDA. Speaking of USDA, you can keep up with what's happening. Farmers.gov. That's farmers.gov. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Brad Rippey, meteorologist with USDA.
Now, part of this forecast should sound familiar, but part of it actually brings some welcome news. One thing that will remain the same is the majority of the country expecting above normal temperatures. The only place that will likely be cooler than normal as we head into early April will be northern New England, and we are expecting high likelihood of above normal temperatures across the vast portion of the country, especially the central United States. The change is that we're expecting a gradually wetter weather pattern to evolve. That is going to be much needed given these elevated temperatures and the degree of drought across the country. So we are expecting near or above normal precipitation virtually nationwide from March 31st through to April 6th. The greatest chance of above normal precipitation will be focused across the central United States, so both a warm in a wet pattern. Again, any precipitation will be needed as we head into April, especially in those drought-affected areas.
It's the Agribusiness Report.